like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Wayne Miller.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Yay!
De Niro, what hasn't he played?
This reminded me of some of his characters, like from Goodfellas, Casino.
Appropriately called.
The Family.
You got it. This family is under the witness protection plan by the FBI. Yeah. Transplanted to Normandy in France because they've just booked out of
the Riviera.
The Riviera.
They were down there.
And caused trouble.
Couldn't get along with their neighbors. And so they always have these neighbors over to these barbecues where, of course, De Niro then begins fantasizing, barbecuing some of the neighbor friends.
Well, he doesn't fantasize about the only plumber within 20 miles who comes and tries to rip him off.
Breaks the baseball bat, says, well, you know, looks around, picks up some ball-peen hammer to finish the job.
And this is farce. It works sometimes. Other times, it doesn't. At the same time, brutal.
Oh, particularly at the end. In fact, I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, this is going to turn real dark.
We won't disclose what wife Michelle does when in a supermarket they disrespect Americans.
Yeah.
There's a scene in here that's both funny and I think a really witty one. De Niro is invited
to discuss a Scorsese film.
Goodfellas.
Yes.
He's a big hit. They believe that he's a writer.
Yes.
And so therefore he should be able to give commentary, but they don't know that he's a mob boss with $20 million on his head.
Very good casting of Tommy Lee Jones as his FBI handler. And just the exasperation. Too close to the screen because I felt like I was living inside an old leather shoe.
Jones is straight out of Oscar Wilde's picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah. Oh,
and that face is so scary. Even De Niro wants to be a good boy when Jones is around.
And this to me was almost like could be a trilogy, but an unshot first movie in the trilogy. This is the middle movie of the trilogy after they've, you know, he's turned state's witness or whatever against the mob bosses. And now I'd be interested if they're going to do a sequel.
That's a great point. I'm with you on that. There are people who will discount this movie as farcical fluff, and I'm with you. I think there's something good in here. One of the things that really keeps it going for me is that De Niro does not go over the top.
Yes.
As he easily could.
He could. He's one of those actors now, like Al Pacino, Dustin Hoffman, a lot of others that will have a particular personality star quality that you expect them to play type. And here, he still played type because he's played gangsters a number of times before, but yet he did a good job, I think, in finding that old typewriter, you know, kind of pounding out his memoirs.
And right, I think the worst thing he could possibly do is write memoirs when he's supposed to be hiding.
Yeah. But I love the family scenes, you know, the interaction at the dinner table. And in your written review, which I hope people check out on WCBE there, your written review of this that I thought was very good. I've never seen the F word used so deftly in a movie. I mean, they did a good job in adding almost that F word as another character.
And you got
in the movie.
Yeah, and it punctuates now and then when you maybe didn't expect it, but it works nicely as opposed to being gross. It is part of the comedy.
Right.
Well, let's look forward perhaps to a sequel. This is one case where I'd say I'd enjoy seeing it.
I'd like to see what happens to the kids.
Yeah, we're a couple of tough guys as well.
Yep.
So you know what we have to do now.
Yep, grade it.
It is.
And I know what grade you're going to give.
You do, so what about you?
You're going to give it a B-.
I'm a little bit concerned about its tone. You know, now and then it's really tough and you wonder, is this supposed to be a comedy? So I think it's a bit uneven. I think some people will probably pick on that for that.
Yeah.
But you?
Well, you know, the first half of the movie, I was going with a C+. It was an enjoyable diversion. But then at the end, when it took, I'm maybe a dark person in myself. So I enjoyed that last part of it. So I'm going to raise it up to a B.
I think you're right on. If you're looking for comedy, this is not The Hangover. It's actually, if you can believe it, smarter than that.
Yeah.
It's Movie Time is sponsored in part by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street at the Campus Gateway. For showtimes and other information, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.